Welcome to the Christian Bay Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. Grab your journal.
You are watching a master at work.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Christian Bay TV and podcast where Christ and Culture connects. I pray that you guys are having a wonderful day. As you guys see from the title, today we're talking about While I Was Resting, and we're coming from the book of Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. So grab your journals. The 11:11 God, please send me some godly friends. Link is dropping in 2 days. Tomorrow night at midnight, the link will be up for the 11:11 God, please send me some godly friends. Girls night. Some of y'all calling it a meet and greet, whatever you want to call it. I'm calling it a gang link up. Okay. We linking up. I got the vibes. 4 different workshops. The workshops is really actually like games and activities, little obstacle courses. Like that's the type of stuff that I'm on. And it's happening in 2 weeks. The link is dropping in 2 days. That's all I gotta say. Be there or be square, because it's not going on YouTube. It's not going on YouTube, okay? I might do a little recap, but if you ain't in the room, you just ain't in the room. Now that we got that out the way, let's get into it. So yesterday I actually had like a self-care day because I've been so busy with like recording and editing and trying to keep up with everything that I just felt like I needed a day to just unwind. On Monday, I went on live on TikTok. I also posted a podcast and I also edited and uploaded a YouTube video. So yesterday I just felt like, and I went to Pilates on Monday. So yesterday I just felt like, whew, I just need to unwind, have a little self-care day. So I also did a fast yesterday because you guys know I like to try to fast once a week or whenever God leads me to fast. So I did a fast yesterday and I was just praying and like cleaning up, reorganizing, because that's very therapeutic to me. So while I was praying, I was like, God, I need you to give me some type of clarity, some type of answer for this. Like, honestly, within the next 24 hours. And y'all, when I said, and I'm saying it out my mouth while I'm like making up my bed, I was even ironing my duvet. Like I went all out with the cleaning yesterday. So I'm like ironing my duvet and I'm just like, yeah, God, I need you to send me some type of clarity or confirmation within the next 24 hours. Cause I'm trying to know what's up. After I said within the next 24 hours, I'm thinking to myself, like, that's kind of reaching. Like, you're really pushing it with that one. Like, you really just said within the next 24 hours. But at that point, I had already said it. So after I finished cleaning up and relaxing, listening to music, lighting candles, y'all know the vibes. So after I finished that, I sat down and me and my best friend was texting and I was telling her what I had just prayed. And I was like, yeah, girl, I told God like 24 hours, I need a text, some type of email confirmation, something for this thing within the next 24 hours. So she was like, well, you know, I'm standing in the gap, touching and agreeing with you. She's like, I'm praying that God does give you the clarity that you want. Y'all, like 30 minutes after me and my best friend finished texting, I got a text message, which was the clarity and the confirmation that I had prayed for. And it literally happened 30 minutes after me and my best friend stopped talking about it. Like, we was like, yep, we just praying, touching, agreeing that God gonna provide the clarity. And that's it. 30 minutes later, I got a text with the answer. Literally 30 minutes later, y'all. Like, at this point, I'm laying down watching YouTube. I decided I ain't doing nothing else for the rest of the day. I'm just resting. And while I was resting, God sent the clarity and the revelation that I prayed and I asked for. And when I was doing my quiet time this morning, and of course I'm journaling, and I'm like, God, thank you for the clarity and the revelation that you sent yesterday. You said that, you know, I'm just like, when I do my quiet time, I recap on what happened the previous day, because I do my quiet time when I wake up in the morning. So it's like, okay, thank you, God, for waking me up. Thank you for what happened yesterday. Thank you for what you did. You know, I'm just recapping the day before. So I was just thanking him for what he did and how he provided the clarity and the revelation so quickly. And what God showed me is, it happened while I was resting, not when I was talking about it, not when I was sharing it with my friend, or not when we were talking about it or trying to dissect it or figure it out ourselves, not when I was walking around praying about it. It's once I got in a posture of I surrender it. Once I got in a posture of, God, you are in control, it's in your hands now. Once I begin to rest, that's when the revelation came. And what God showed me is, this is why he says that he likes us to have childlike faith. Because one thing about children, they rest. Like, they're going to rest. When you tell a child that you're going to do something, they don't have enough knowledge to try to question you and ask how it's going to get done. They just believe that you're going to do it. So you tell them, yeah, I'm going to take you to the park tomorrow. They go and watch their tablet today. They just wait on tomorrow for when this thing is going to happen. And God showed me, that's why I like my children to have childlike faith, because you resting shows me that you trust me as your father. You resting shows me that you trust I have it handled. You resting shows me that you trust I'm in control. So I love to see my children in a posture of resting, because that lets me know that they're really relying on my strength and not their own. They're really relying on my understanding and my power and my authority and not their own. So after I finished journaling and God finished showing me this, he led me to the book of Exodus chapter 2. And I'm going to read it in the NIV translation. And it starts off by saying the birth of Moses. So Exodus chapter 2 verse 1 says, "Now a man of the tribe of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could not, but when she could hide him no longer, she got a basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the riverbank. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her female slave to get it. She opened it and saw the baby. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. 'This is one of the Hebrew babies,' she said. Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, 'Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?' 'Yes, go,' she answered. So the girl went and got the baby's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, 'Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you.' So the woman took the baby and nursed him. When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses, saying, 'I drew him out of the water.'" Now, I don't know about y'all, but I've heard this story probably hundreds of times at this point, and I never knew it was Moses' sister that convinced Pharaoh's daughter to let Moses' mother raise Moses. Like, that's some top tier reverse psychology manipulation going on. Like, she went to Pharaoh's daughter and said, "Should I get a Hebrew woman to raise this Hebrew baby?" Not telling Pharaoh's daughter that that Hebrew woman was her mother and the Hebrew baby was her brother. And the first part that stood out to me was the fact that it says in verse 4, his sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. And because she stood there to watch, she was able to see Pharaoh's daughter come up and see him and then walk up to the daughter and say, "Would you like me to get a woman to help you raise this baby?" Not even saying that the woman was her mother and the baby was her brother. So while I'm reading this, I'm just like, oh, the sister was slick. Like, she's a little slickster, but I like the way she moved because she was watching her brother, and I'm my brother's keeper, so I get it. But what God told me to focus on was this story from the mother's perspective, not Pharaoh's daughter and not the sister who was doing the talking. God told me to focus on the mother who put Moses in the Nile in the first place. So when we look at this story from her perspective, her only role in this story is the fact that she had Moses. And after she had Moses, she hid Moses. And after she hid Moses, she put him in the Nile and walked away from it. Her part and her duty was done. And what God showed me is, this is what it looks like when you rest. Because the mother was obedient to do what God placed in her heart to do, which was to take Moses, hide him, and put him in the Nile. And then she had to rest. She had to walk away from the Nile that she just put her baby boy in. She didn't sit there screaming and crying. She didn't sit there watching the prayer request. She didn't sit there watching the baby. She didn't sit there watching what God told her to do. She did what God told her to do, and then she walked away from it. And God said, that is what it looks like to rest. Because after she put the baby in the Nile, she had no more control over the situation or what happened. She simply removed herself after she was obedient. But God said, I'm allowing you to see insight on what it looks like when you rest. Because just because you're resting does not mean that I'm resting. While you're resting, I'm still working. You just don't know how I'm working. See, the mother put Moses in the Nile and walked away, but the sister was still standing there watching from afar. It says from a distance, the sister was watching. Do we know whether whether or not Moses' mother knew the sister was watching, we don't know. All we know is she put him in the now and then she left. She put him in the now and then she rest. You made your prayer request and then you got back to work. You laid it down at God's feet and then you moved on with your day. You left it at the altar and then you continued about your season. God said, this is what it looks like when you rest. You're obedient and you do what I tell you to do. And I allow you to see from this story that while you're resting, I'm still working. See, she had walked away from the now after she put Moses in, but God has somebody else standing there. God has somebody else clocked in. God had tagged somebody else in. I understand that you did what I told you to do, and it looks like it's all up in the air now. It looks like it's not going to happen now. It looks like I'm not coming through with my word because I'm telling you to take your hands off it. But what I need you to understand is while you rest, I tagged somebody else in. When she put Moses in the now and walked away, the sister was watching from afar. And while I was reading this, there's four things that God allowed to stand out to me. And the first thing that God allowed to stand out to me is that the sister was watching from afar. God says, someone is watching. While you think that I don't hear your prayer request, while you think that I don't see the sacrifice you're making, while you think I don't see how obedient you're being, I'm actually letting you know today that there's someone watching from afar. It says the sister stood at a distance to see what happened with Moses. The sister stood at a distance to see what happened with the word of God. There's somebody standing at a distance to see what it is that God is telling you to do. And God said, I don't want you to grow weary just because it's your resting season. I don't want you to grow weary just because I'm telling you to take your hands off of it. I don't want you to go weary just because I'm telling you, all right, take a seat. Now your season is over with working towards this thing, because I need you to know that even when you walk away from the now, even when you walk away from the promise, even when you lay it down at my feet, there's someone watching from a distance that I'm tagging in while you're resting. Which leads me to the second thing that God showed me. There's someone stepping in for you. See, when it comes to what God promises us, when it comes to the word that God speaks over our life, we only think about the word and us. We never really include the fact that God can use somebody else in the midst of the process to come and connect some of the dots for us. We don't really think about that. We just think, this is the word that God gave me. This is the promise that God gave me. So it's going to be me that birthed this thing and make this thing happen. And God said, no, I need you to understand that there are some parts of the process where I'm gonna tell you to rest and I'm gonna tag somebody else in. I'm gonna allow you a season of recharging. I'm gonna allow you a season of being calm. I'm gonna allow you a season of not having to do the hard work, because I want you to understand that even while you're resting, I'm still working. So when the mother walked away from the now, the sister was the one that watched Moses. There's somebody watching the word that God has spoken and promised over your life. And I ain't talking about a monitoring spirit. I'm talking about a divine connection that's going to step in and connect the dots for you. God knows who to use and how to use them and in what season, but you have to trust when he tells you to rest, because he said, while you're resting, I'm still working. So verse 6 says, Pharaoh's daughter opened it and saw the baby. He was crying and she felt sorry for him. This is one of the Hebrews' babies, she said. And verse 7 said, then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you? And what just stood out to me, y'all, in verse 6, it says that his sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. But in verse 7, it says, then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women? When did she get close? Because in verse 4, she was standing at a distance, but now she right up on him. See, we don't know how God is moving or when he's moving or who he's using to move. We only know that we put our baby in the now and walked away. We only know that we're sacrificing. We only know that we're being obedient. We only know that we're taking our hand off. But God said, I have moving pieces that you don't even know. See, they start off at a distance because you didn't know they was there. But I tell them when to move. I tell them when to step in. And that's going to lead me to the next thing that God showed me, which is someone is mentioning you. God said, I tell them when to move and I tell them when to step in and I tell them to mention you. See, you think that you got to carry this thing out on your own. You think you got to stay at the now and watch the promise and make sure you cover it and make sure you do everything. And God said, no, I just need you to be obedient. Put the promise down. Put Moses in the now and walk away, because I got a sister at a distance that's going to step in and mention you. I got a vessel at a distance that's going to step in a room and mention you. I got a vessel in the office that's going to step in a room and mention you. I got a vessel at the bank that's going to step in the room and bless you. I got a vessel at the hospital that's going to step in the room and bless you. God said, put the promise down at the now and take your hands off, because while you rest, I'm still working. So the third thing that God showed me is that someone is mentioning you. I know you left the now, and I know you had to put down the promise, and I know it feels weird to take your hands off, because think about it, y'all. If you have to put your baby in a now, in a river, and walk away, imagine the thoughts that she had walking away. See, a lot of times we forget that in order to have faith, sometimes you gonna have fear, and fear is not of God, but that doesn't mean we don't experience it. So I can only imagine the thoughts that she had walking away and leaving her new baby in that river, in that now, in that water, not knowing what's happening to the baby. She still had to walk away. She still had to take her hands off. She still had to rest. And God said, I need you to know that even when you do the thing that's scary, I'm still moving on your behalf. And I need you to know that there are some parts of the promise that you can't see because they're standing from a distance like the sister. But I tell them when to move, and I tell them when to step in, and I tell them when to mention you, even while you're resting. So then when we continue to read, verse 9 says, Pharaoh's daughter said to her, now she's talking to Moses' mom, take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you. So the woman took the baby and nursed him. Not you paying me to nurse what's already mine. Not you paying me for a gift that I've been had. Not you paying me for something that God been anointed me with. Not you paying me to nurse a baby that's something that I would have been doing for free. I'm now getting paid for it. Which leads me to the fourth thing that God showed me, is that someone will pay or reward you for something you sacrificed. God said, you're not sacrificing it for nothing. I'm not calling you to take your hands off of this for nothing. There will be a reward. You will get paid for your obedience. You will reap what you sow. God said, I know I called you to a season of rest and it feels scary, but I need you to know that there will be a reward for your obedience. She said, take this baby, nurse him, and I will pay you. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm all for being paid to do something that I had to do anyways. I mean, hey, if you want to send a favor my way, who am I to deny it? Okay, send the provision, send the prosperity, send the abundance, send the favor. Yes, I will gladly accept you paying for something that I was already going to have to do anyways. You paying for something that God anointed me to do. You paying for something that God ordained me to do. Thank you, God, for this favor, because I need you to know that sometimes favor doesn't look like favor, but that's where your faith steps in. And God said, you will be rewarded or paid for what you sacrifice. You just have to trust me while you're resting. Because if the mother would have been at the now screaming and crying, Pharaoh would have known, oh, this must be her baby. And she would have messed up the whole plan. See, sometimes we allow our pain to get in the way of the purpose of God, and it messes up the plan. But that's why you have to be emotionally mature and say, God, I trust you over my feelings. I trust you over what it looks like. I trust you over my understanding and my small amount of lack or knowledge that I think I have. Father God, I trust you enough to take my hand off the thing that you gave me in the first place. I wouldn't have it if it wasn't for you. So I trust you enough to take my hands off it. And I trust you while I rest. And that's today's seed. Resting in God. Like, I was resting and I was done talking about it. And I'm having a cool, nice day. And that text come through. Like, the mother put the baby in and out and walked away and rested in the fact that she was obedient to what God told her to do. I'm challenging you today to rest in God. Whatever it is he's telling you to do, you may be scared of it. You may be experiencing some fear because it's uncomfortable. It makes you vulnerable. It makes you have to do something that you didn't think you would have to do. Make you have to release something that you used to holding on to. But today God is reminding you and letting you know that while you rest, I'm still moving. While you rest, there's somebody that I sent to watch that thing from a distance. While you rest, I have somebody stepping in and connecting the dots. While you rest, I have somebody that's mentioning your name, that's watching over what I promised you, that's connecting the dots, that's still bringing that thing to pass. While you rest, I am setting it up for you to be paid or rewarded for what you sacrifice. While you rest, I am still moving. And you can sow the Resting in God seed to $@ChristianBay or PayPal ZeldaChristianBay@gmail.com. That information will be in the description. Resting in God. Because I understand that while I rest, he's still moving. Let's pray. Father God, first and foremost, thank you for waking us up and blessing us with another day. Thank you for shielding, protecting, and covering us. Thank you for providing for us, Father God. Thank you for just showing up and giving us a fresh revelation, Father God. Today, we claim that we are going to be comfortable in the seasons that you call us to rest. Father God, give us the discipline and the obedience to know when to take our hands off of certain things or take our hands off of certain people, take our hands off of certain situations and rest in your presence. Rest in the fact that you are all knowing. Rest in the fact that you go ahead of us. Rest in the fact that you knew what would be happening in this day before we were even born, Father God. So today we rest in you because we understand that in you is our clarity. In you is our revelation. In you is our confirmation. In you is our next step. In you is our destiny, our promise, our protection, our provision, Father God. We understand that you are the great I am and that if you have called us to do something, you have it covered. You have the whole plan planned out and we are just a small piece. So Father God, today we claim that we are disciplined, obedient, and confident in you enough to rest in any season. Father God, we thank you for being a great father. We thank you for being all-knowing and we thank you for giving us the confidence to rest in you. We love you and we'll forever praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Christian Bay TV and podcast. I'll talk to you guys on the next episode. Bye.